when we started our golf program, we lost one of our first golfers. His name was Brad Pierce, and he was a Marine, and he was just sad.
Yeah.
And I see it a lot. It's an overwhelming sadness that, you know, pills don't seem to be able to fix. And I always, like, he was gone for a couple of days before we even knew that he was gone. And if we could have got a dog to him,
yeah,
I think I think he'd still be here. But, you know, at that time, you know, this was a couple of years ago, it just wasn't happening fast enough. And
right.
I think that's why we work as hard as we do. It's because of guys like Brad.
I was just going to say that that's why there's the urgency that you and because you both you and Jason talk all about that urgency.
Yeah.
And because you can put, it's not just numbers. It's not 22 a day. It's people that you know.
Yeah, somebody's dad, somebody's son. As soon as we do a graduation, we open our application process. So you're never going to wait more than 2 years. We think it's unfathomable to get on a list that you could be on for 4 years. So for us, we try to hold that line at 2 years. But then again, it's asking you to hold on. You know, we have five warriors coming. That's somebody's brother, uncle, son, father, that is coming, like, looking for a change, and we're gonna be that change.
Xander, when I met him this spring, talked about how, and I had not thought about this part of getting a dog before. Also, is because he said he tried things, and he said he wasn't interested. It was his wife who said, "You need this. We got to try this." And for the graduation, for the families getting this, just how kids and the spouse must feel about. It's got to give you hope. This is what we need.
I would say 50% of the applications are actually put in by the spouse.
Oh, really?
It's very difficult to get a veteran to ask for help. Like, whether it's pride or whether it's indoctrinated into us to, you know, take a Motrin and keep moving.
Right, you're
or
a
drink
Marine.
Water,
you
right?
are, you know, so you're a Marine.
It's really hard to get people to ask for help. So when we get these, you know, to get into the nuts and bolts of it is to get that veteran to open up and be honest. Like, it's not just with themselves. Sometimes it's even with their families that, like, we need a change. And with Xander's, you know, situation specifically, I believe, you know, through the follow-on letters we've gotten from his family that it was absolutely exactly what he needed. And he had waited so long that he was so ready for that change.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing so well. We got him back up on his feet.
And what must, I mean, you've talked about, you know, the joy of seeing him and others, but when you start getting messages back, you know, a few weeks, few months, how exciting must that be for you guys?
So I have family, like, I'm married into a family in Missoula, Montana, and one of our last class warriors, like, lives in Missoula, and I get a picture every now and then of her and Walter walking around, like, in Montana, you know, with his vest on, and that, like, I love those. I love when I get random Facebook messages like, "I saw your dog today in New York City," or "I saw your dog today in Montana," or "I saw this hoodie. Somebody was wearing a hoodie in California," and it's like, it's awesome. Like, that is
words
that's
getting out.
So proud. Yes, word's getting out, but the impact's getting out.
Yeah,
and hopefully they're talking about it and they're telling their friends, like, "Hey, this is an organization that is working so hard to do this niche in this community, and we need to support them and get behind them."
Yeah, because especially if I'm a family member or a friend of mine is struggling, I can at least say, "Hey, you know, check this out. This might be what you're looking for."
Exactly.
Instead of, like you said, take another pill.
Yeah. We've been trying to stress the last couple weeks that we are all leashes of valor. If you are supporting this mission and you're supporting these veterans that are struggling, all of us are leashes of valor.
Hmm.
You, Ted, you're part of leashes of valor.
I hope so.
Like, this, everything this community has done for us the last 2-3 years to really get us, like, to a place where we're just at the cusp of being able to really ramp this up and add more dogs each year to help more veterans. Like, we're so close to that, and it's only because of the love we found right here in Spotsylvania County.
I remember the very first time you guys came in. I don't think even the first show we did, the Leashes of Valor was in Caroline then.
Yeah.
But I remember walking out, just having met Jason, and saying to people around here, I want to do more with them. That's somebody we want to get associated with.
Right. I mean, that was so long ago, and a lot of lessons learned from then, and you know, to where we are today. I couldn't be happier. 8407 Old Plank Road. We live right by the Chancellorville Battlefield.
Yeah.
And it's a location that, you know, we're there every day from 9 to 2. And if you're coming by and you're driving down the road and you're curious, swing by and meet us. Like, that facility is there.
It's an awesome
for community
facility.
Engagement. And you can come take a tour. Bring your friends, bring your boss, and come check it out.
Yeah.